We stand here together as a family. We join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending his Son.
Good evening. This is Pastor Andrew McAfee, and we're going to look at another lesson tonight on fighting for family. And so let's pray, and we'll get right into the study tonight. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for loving us. We thank you for being a great God and a great Savior to us, Lord. We thank you for this precious word that we have before us, Lord. We thank you for the truths that are in it, Lord. Thank you for those that have paved the path before us, Lord, that walked in the old paths. And Father, we pray, God, that we would have families that would please you, a church that will please you. And God, pray that you would touch our homes once again, Lord. Give us convictions and standards, Lord, to have a home that would magnify your Son, Jesus Christ, above absolutely everything. And Lord, we'll thank you and praise you for it. Thank you for this opportunity, Lord. I pray, God, it be a blessing to someone tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Last week we looked at the home being the foundation of civilization. And we looked at how all that begins in the home. And as we see how things are progressing in this world, and even this very week as the election and things that are going on with that, we see more and more how important it is that we have a home that pleases God. You realize tonight that we have to have the Lord in our home. In order for him to be in our home, he has to be pleased with the home. I've heard it said once that, and I've seen pictures, and there's nothing wrong if you have this picture. I understand there's people that have that, but the idea behind it might be a little bit flawed. They say that Jesus is the unseen guest in every room, or he's the unseen guest at the table. And while that looks good for a picture and sounds good for decoration, that should not be the case in a Christian's home. Jesus Christ ought to have permanent residence in the home. He ought to have permanent residence. He ought to have the first say-so of everything that goes on in the home. You say, well, how do we do that? We do that by the Word of God. We have to get back to the Bible in our homes. We're seeing an absolute mess in society. We're seeing the governments, different sides arguing with one another, and all kind of chaos in the streets. And Christians, we need more than ever to do what's right and let God handle the rest of it. And we need to get our homes in biblical order. The very first lesson we looked at was set thine house in order. The Lord's coming back soon, I believe, and I do believe that with all my heart. But while we have the time left, we need to get our home in order. We need to make sure we see our children get saved and fall in love with the Lord. It seems like as time progresses along, we're getting farther and farther into this thing of worldliness, and we're starting to see we're losing young people to the world. And as we lose those young people, they might not be full-fledged apostate, or they might not be, you know, they might go to other churches that don't have as much standards. But as this thing progresses, it gets worse and worse. It waxes worse and worse and worse. And so we got to be careful with that. And that's why we're doing this fighting for family. We've got to get back to the home. Got to get back for family. And I've noticed, I didn't start putting this together for any kind of recognition. I don't care anything about that. I do have a burden for the home. And I've started to see other pastors and other churches doing something similar with trying to fight for the home and for family. And rightfully so, I believe we need to. We need all hands on deck to fight again in this good fight of faith. When the Lord is our captain and the Word of God is our sword, and that we need to begin to use the sword, and we need to get things fixed in our home. So tonight, for just a few minutes, I don't know if it'll be as long as some of the other ones, but for a few minutes tonight, I would like to look at this thought tonight, that the home is under attack. And we talk about fighting for family. We talk about the need to fight for family. And we need to set our house in order. We understand those things. Times are changing. But I know that this is something that probably could go without being said, but the home is under great attack. It has been for years. The home has been under attack for a long time. Even before my time, the home was under attack. It was under attack in the courts. It was under attack in the schools. It was under attack in television shows. And ever since the TV came out, there's been an attack on the home. It wasn't as aggressive then, but it was definitely there. And we might have some illustrations of that as we go through here this morning. But now it's a full-fledged attack on the home. And there's no secrets. There's no hiding anything. Man, we know the world. The devil is after the home wide open. And I want to read a verse here that we're probably going to use as our text for the next couple weeks, Lord willing. But the Bible says in Psalms chapter 127 and verse number 1, "Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he giveth his beloved sleep. Lo, children are an inheritance of the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward." Notice this verse here. "As arrows are in the hand of a mighty man, so are children of the youth. Happy is the man that hath his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with the enemies in the gate." You see, we must have a home that is in biblical order and one that pleases God and is built on the foundation of the Word of God. And our children and our family can be the avenue. It mentions here these quivers, having arrows and quiverful, and you use those to be shot. And unfortunately today we have a lot of dull arrows. So we have families today that are in disarray and they're all kind of trouble and there's fighting and feuding back and forth. No one knows who's in charge. The husband won't put on the pants and take control of the family and do what God has instructed him to do to lead his home for the glory of God. We've got women fighting with their husbands. We've got children fighting with the kids. And there's not being any training up, which we're eventually going to get to in this study as we go through here as time passes by. But children are heritage of the Lord, and their arrows is in the hand of a mighty man, so are the children of the youth. Happy is the man that have a quiver full of them. And they speak with the enemies in the gate. We have to fight for the home. The home is under attack. I want to mention just a few points tonight about the home being under attack. The first thing I'd like to say is the home is under a cultural attack. So what do you mean by that, Brother Andrew? I mean everywhere you look in the media, everywhere you look in advertisement, everywhere you look in Hollywood or television shows, the husband of a home is a buffoon, especially a Christian man. If he's a Christian husband, he's viewed as being a buffoon. He's viewed as being yellow belly. He's viewed as being a coward. He's viewed as being some floor mat that somebody can walk all over. And he's kind of awkward. And the one that's funny and the one that's outgoing and everybody loves is the sodomite. So we're under a cultural attack. There's prostitutes that are given more respect than most men in their home and families that want to please God. We're under a major cultural attack. And this started way back. I realize I'm not that old, but I've done some study and I've heard older preachers talk about these things and I've done some study myself. And back when television was first introduced and you have things that slowly started creeping in. I mean, you got shows all the way back and you say, well, man, some of these are wholesome shows. And you thought they were wholesome and maybe they were. Compared to today, they definitely were. But, you know, you got shows that started introducing a little bit of chaos in the home. A little bit of acceptance to rebellion in the home. And you look all the way back to even like the, you know, just shows I can think of, and I'm sure there's some a lot older than this that some people could recognize, but just some things I've studied and seen, but like the Dick Van Dyke Show and things. You say, well, that's, man, they slept in separate beds, and man, we've come a long way from that, where they slept in separate beds on the television show. They were never seen in bed together. To now, on regular television, not doesn't even have to be pay-per-view or nothing. You've got couples full out doing what they do in bed, right there for your children and everybody to see, revealing nakedness and nudity. It's straight up pornographic what they have on television today. So we come a long way from that. But even shows like that, you begin to have a wife and a husband and see their relationship, and you see her doing things behind her husband's back sometimes, and you see them arguing a little bit back and forth, and you know, yeah, compared to today, that's a very innocent show. It's funny, whatever. And then time goes by, and you start having shows like the I Love Lucy, where, man, that's just an absolute train wreck. And I know some people love that show, and that's, you know, whatever. But you start seeing the attack on the home is what I'm trying to get you to see. Talking about hiding stuff from your husband and disrespectful behind his back and talking down to him, and the husband cowers down to that. And maybe it wasn't as strong in some of those really old shows, but again, it progressed along and it's a full out attack now. I mean, that husband better dare not say one thing to that woman in any of them shows, and it's happening in even Christians' homes today. The husband is scared to death of his wife. The biblical order is so messed up and it's so backwards that it's hard to have a home that pleases God. But this has been a spiritual attack of the devil for a long time. He started back with the very first home with Adam and Eve. And so these things come along, and you got like the you know, everybody loves the Andy Griffith Show, man. What a you know, a wholesome good show. Be able to watch. Have you ever noticed that nobody in that show's married? Except for Otis, and he's the town drunk. It's just little things that things progress along. And now you have shows. I don't watch any of this filth. I've never seen any of it. I've never watched one episode of it, but just trying to not be ignorant of the devil's devices, I've researched and read some things, and you got shows, and if I get these wrong, I'm sorry. I don't know much about them, and I'm thankful for it. But The Modern Family or things like that, where you've got sodomite couples and you've got interracial marriages and you've got this whole chaos of children, and you got Disney for years. Yes, the Disney Channel for years has been putting out content where children will undermine their parents. They'll disobey their parents. They'll get in some kind of trouble, and the whole episode is them figuring out how to get out of trouble for disobeying their parents, for going behind their back and doing something they're not supposed to, and trying to fix it so by the end of the episode, everything is okay. Teaching our children that it's okay to disobey your parents, to lie to them, and try to sweep it under the rug somehow and figure out a way to fix it so nobody finds out about it. And at the end of the day, everybody's going to be one big happy family. And that's what these children are being programmed to do. There's little cartoons. I'm talking about the home being under attack. There's little cartoons that are designed for toddlers. There was one called Fireman Sam. And these are things I've seen and heard on some of these cartoons with my own eyes and ears. And, you know, little innocent show, whatever. Well, there's a little Brad on there that every time his mom tells him to do something, he's throwing a fit. You say, what's the big deal with that? Our children are watching it. The devil just needs one phrase in a movie. He just needs one scene in a movie. He just needs one phrase in a song. He needs one sentence to be able to start messing with their mind. And that is teaching them. They're being programmed. It's no coincidence that television shows are called programs. It's being programmed. It's been going on for a long time. The home is under a full-out attack. The media is against the home. The Hollywood's against the home. Man, I'm telling you, there's a full-out attack on it. They got this new thing talking about it takes a village to raise a child. Man, you know what it takes to raise a child? It takes a father that's submitted to the Lord Jesus Christ It takes a mother that's submitted to her husband, and it takes children that's submitted to their parents under godly authority, the word of God, and they can raise children for the glory and honor of God and have peace and joy and love and all the things in their home that God desires for the Christian to have. But no, instead we've got homes where the woman is on so many different prescription medicines to deal with anxiety and stress because she's not in submission to her husband, and then he's under stress because she's under stress and the kids are going wild, and now we got all this stuff in the home because we don't have biblical order. We're not where we're supposed to be. And that goes for every aspect of the family, the husband, the wife, the children. And so the home's under a great attack. It's under cultural attack. It's under a moral attack. The home is under a moral attack. Adultery, fornication, pornography, premarital, perverted sex is at an all-time high. There's an attitude today of try it before you buy it. I mentioned that last week, I believe. I don't know if it was on here or not. But there's an attitude of a try it before you buy it that's unscriptural. I do believe I talked about that last week and talked about praying to God for a mate. But the home is under a moral attack. Used to be that you had to go in your car and go to the bad side of town and go into a store under the darkness of night to get a pornographic magazine to be able to look at dirty pictures, and you had to hide them, and you had to bring those things back and in secret or whatever the case might be. And now your child and your wife and you, husband and husbands, you have access right on your device, right on your phone. You got full-fledged access to that thing, and you can look it up, and you can have it wherever you're at, in your home, at work, whatever. It's constantly available to you, and I'm telling you, that is a part of the attack on the home. It's so easily accessible. Adultery, fornication, those things are openly accepted. It's no longer shameful. It's openly accepted. There's people that brag about how many mates that they've had. When I say mates, you know what I'm talking about, with how many people they've slept with. There's people that brag about how many dates it takes before they sleep with somebody. I mean, this is open. It's not just on the television. It's open that people go into work and they brag about these things and they talk about them, and all that stuff's an attack on the home, on the sanctity of marriage. There's this thing of premarital sex and just try it before you buy it and all these kind of things. And we're just going to live together. And now we live in a society, thanks to the sodomites, that you don't have to get a marriage certificate. You don't have to go before a judge or go before a preacher and go through a ceremony to get married. You don't have to do that no more. Now it's just, we just submit a piece of paperwork. We do it. We don't have to go before God. We don't have to have vows. Don't have to do any of those things. And it is a full-out attack on the home. These perverts and these sodomites are idolized in Hollywood. They're lifted up. They're magnified, as I talked about a moment ago. They're the funny ones. They're the ones that everybody likes. The Christian man or the husband is under great attack. The woman's under attack. If she submits to her husband, she's made fun of. She's aggravated than all the other people around them. These perverts, though, and these whoremongers and adulterers and fornicators and whores in Hollywood, they're promoted. They're being exalted. They're being put on the front of magazines. They're being starred in television shows. They're being idolized in music. And they're being put on a pedestal. And we have to be careful, parents, with our children on what they're allowed. And you say, well, I can't protect it from everything. Well, man, you better protect it from everything you can. I mean, it's very foolish for you to allow that stuff in your home under the assumption that I can't protect them forever. Well, you protect them as long as God's given them to you, and you teach them right from wrong. And it's very, very foolish. I talked about last week about children making decisions. Whenever a child is given the opportunity to make a decision, they're going to make the wrong one. Why? Because they haven't been trained up. You train up a child. And so they watch this stuff, and in their mind, they want to be like that. In their mind, they want to have that tattoo. In their mind, they want to dress like that. they want their skirt to get shorter, and they want those things, and they want to be able to wear that clothing that's revealing. And they see that because these whores and whoremongers and adulterers and fornicators, they're lifted up and exalted. And we have to be careful with that thing. We've got to be careful what they listen to and what we allow in our home. And when we see it in public and it's being lifted up and put on a pedestal, we have to take that opportunity to teach the children and teach our family and have that conversation with our wife of why that's not right. Why it's not right to dress like that. Why it's not right. I mean, every whore and whoremonger in Hollywood, they come out with a new fashion, and now we're seeing it sweep the churches. I mean, you have Christian young ladies and Christian men that want to dress like they see that person that's on Instagram or on Facebook or Twitter or on the front of some kind of vanity magazine. Vanity of vanities. All is vanity, saith the preacher. Solomon there in Ecclesiastes. And that's what we're dealing with. And the single, the unwed mother, they're being lauded. We're seeing a society today where these folks are being praised. I mean, that are having children just so they can get a check. And all these kind of things. And they're not even married. It's just, it's all messed up. It's all backwards. There's a statistic that came out several years ago. And man, I don't know if it's different today or not. But this was years ago it came out. That one third of all children in America were born out of wedlock. And this was years ago. I don't have the date on it. But I guarantee that number is a lot different today. Because we're not seeing people get married. They don't come together in marriage no more. It's not encouraged. It's just not what they're doing. We're under a moral attack because of all these things, adultery, fornication, pornography, premarital and perverted sex. They're rampant. Now they have rape drugs. They've got, and all this stuff is being promoted, and it's all an attack on the home. Another attack on the home that we see morally is abortion. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this here, but abortion is murder, and it is attack on the home. It's not right. I'm telling you, it's not right. And I don't understand for the life of me how anybody could vote for somebody that is for abortion. But we're seeing it happen even this week. This attack is on the weakest and most helpless member of the family, the unborn child. And now you have states that are coming out saying that all the way up to delivery day, in delivery, that child can be aborted. I mean, that is sick, sick, sick. This kind of perversion went on in the Old Testament during Baal worship, where children were being offered as sacrifices. And man, it is wicked. It's wicked, wicked, wicked. That it's an attack on the home. And we're seeing all that. Not only is it attacked morally, but it's also being attacked legally. He said, what do you mean by that? I'm talking about divorce is so readily available, and it's encouraged. Oh, things are not working out. Okay, well, just, you know, divorce her and marry somebody else. And we're seeing that. It's an all-out attack on marriage. Not only in divorce, and we're going to get into more of that later on throughout this study, but not only in divorce, but this same-sex marriage, sodomy, that is an attack of the devil. It's an attack against the home, the God-ordained home. And we're seeing more and more and more of this stuff being openly praised. It's being openly put on a pedestal, and it's an attack on the home. This thing of divorce again, where people, they say, well, I'm just not happy. Well, I mean, vows mean absolutely nothing. Most people are not even doing vows anymore, but even the ones that do, they don't mean anything. Till death do we part, and for better or for worse, there's going to be better. There's going to be worse in a marriage. You have two human beings that have a will with each other, and the only way that works is if they're both pulling in the same direction with the Word of God. Not pulling away from the Word of God, that won't work, because God's going to be the one to keep that home together. This book is going to be the one that glues it together and keeps the home together. But it's everybody being in biblical order. It's everybody being in the place that they need to be. The Bible tells us that God hates divorce. He doesn't like putting away. And I'm not going to get into all that right now. I realize there's so many different views on divorce in the Bible. What I'm trying to cover right now is the home is under attack. It's under a great attack. And we have to fight for it. We have to fight for our family and for our home. And I'm going to get into it in the next few weeks of some things that should be seen in our home. Some things that are some areas of our home that need to change, and that we need to do better. Some things that ought to be evident in a Christian's home. And as we go through here, I pray that you pray about your role in the home. If you're a husband, your role. If you're a father, your role. If you're a wife and a mother. If you're children, I don't know who might be watching this or who might be watching it years to come if it's available. But praying about your role in the home. And again, you say, well, I'm the only one doing my part. Well, you do what's right. You do what's right, and you let God handle the others. You pray for them, but you do what's right. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for being so good to us, Father. Thank you for an opportunity to do this tonight. I pray, Lord, that you'd be pleased with it, Father. And I pray, God, that you'd help us to understand the severity of the home that's under attack. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name we pray.
Stand here together. As a family, we join hands together, lifting praises to the Father above for sending His Son.